The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk. Jess Kelly's Tech Takeover on The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, is here for her tech takeover this week. And we're going to kick things off, Jess, with Airbnb.
Yeah, they have made changes to their policy and it involves CCTV. So if you are somebody who is hosting a home on the platform, or if you're someone who uses this, you need to be aware. As of Monday of this week, they have changed their policy so that you are no longer allowed to have cameras inside a property.
Okay.
So some people have done this in the past just to give them that peace of mind to ensure that people are behaving themselves, or to have proof if something gets damaged in some way, shape or form. But they are now reversing that decision. They're looking to make it clear so that it is very black and white what is allowed and what isn't allowed. You're still allowed to have your Ring doorbell on the outside of a property. Mm-hmm. But if you were somebody who perhaps had a camera inside the house, that is no longer allowed.
Oh, say that, that's Airbnb's self-imposed rule.
Yes.
What if you just have a rental property here in Ireland and you're just kind of renting it yourself? You've got a kind of a piece of paper up on the local billboard in the community centre or the shop or whatever it happens to be. What are the rules about having CCTV?
So although there are rules, right, it's not necessarily very black and white. When it comes to CCTV in general, in public spaces, there are rules there that you need to let people know that they're being filmed, for example. There also has to be a data retention policy, so you can only keep the footage for a certain amount of time. There also needs to be a data controller in place so that if I want to know what a particular camera picked up of me, I have the right to go and request that information. When it comes to homes, there's a thing called the household exemption.
Okay.
So I mentioned the Ring doorbell or the video doorbell.
I was going to say, am I meant to have a sign up?
You don't need a sticker up if and as long as the camera is only capturing information within the parameters of your home. And by that, I mean, it could be your driveway. It could be outside the immediate vicinity of your home. But if it's pointing out, say, into your neighbour's garden or out onto the very busy footpaths that people walk up and down the entire time.
I'm sure a lot of people do.
Well, you need to be careful. The guidance here from the Data Protection Commission, as I said, there is a thing called the household exemption that does give you clearance, but you do have to act in a responsible manner. So, as I said there, ensuring that it's within the parameters of your home. If it goes outside the parameters of your home, then you do fall into the need and requirement to have the data protection policies that you would have if you were, say, a business or anything like that. So the advice here is to point the camera or to set the range of vision of the camera to within the parameters of your own home. Also, what you shouldn't do, and I know what happens because I see it all the time, is take the footage from your video doorbell or any cameras that you have around your house and put them up on social media. So, you know, if some poor soul falls on the footpath and you see it when you're looking back in your footage and you find it hilarious, and you put it up in the WhatsApp group or you put it up on your Facebook group.
You shouldn't do that.
Absolutely not.
If they fall on your property, it's okay, is it?
It's not okay for anybody, but you still shouldn't be taking information of somebody else and putting it out.
If the postman falls on my
You can
lol
about it, but you can't post
about it. I can't share that.
No. And it all comes back to the purpose. What is the purpose of the content that you're capturing? You're capturing it primarily to keep your home safe, yeah? But if you're doing it for entertainment or for clicks or for likes or to take the mick out of somebody, that's not okay. So you need to be very, very careful about that. And it does come down to a bit of a common sense approach, but I do know I'm seeing them all the time when I walk around the estate I live in. Every second house has one of these doorbells, if not more. And I know that more people are starting to install CCTV, say, stuck to the top of their homes to try and capture if there is antisocial behaviour in the area and all of that. You just need to be smart about it because you, as I said, under data protection legislation, the household exemption gives you certain protections. But if you start misusing that information, then you could fall foul.
All right, that is interesting. What is your tech tip this week?
My tech tip this week, and it's funny because an image popped up on my Facebook memories today of Henry McKean dressed in very, 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 very festive St. Patrick's Day outfit. It's essentially a green maid's outfit. I don't understand how or why, but it was taken this day 10 years ago. And I sent it to Henry this morning and he told me not to reshare it, which I won't. I'll just talk about it. But that is a prime example of perhaps a memory cropping up on your Facebook memories that you do not want to see. So if, like Henry, you want to make something disappear from Facebook memories, it's very easy to do. If you open the Facebook app on your phone, if you tap on the menu button and then go to memories, a little gear icon appears. And if you go to memories settings, you can select all memories, highlights or none. That means if there are certain dates that you don't want to appear, if there are certain events that you don't want to appear, you can opt to hide them. And you can do that with memories, all of your memories. So you'll never see that feature again. Or as I said, you can pinpoint the dates if you so wish. But it's just nice. It's one of the good things that has changed at Facebook over recent years. We have more control over the information that we see.
So menu button, memories, and then the gear icon, and that's where you'll find the settings.
Yes, indeed.
Excellent stuff. What is your tech rec this week?
Okay, my tech rec this week is Squid. Do you have the Squid app?
No.
Oh, Kieran, get it on your, like, do it literally right now as I'm talking to you.
Okay.
This is the new loyalty card. So do you remember a few years ago, your wallet would be absolutely stuffed, not with 50 euro notes, but with little paper loyalty cards from every coffee shop and sandwich bar in the country?
Oh, yeah.
And you'd kind of half remember them and then half forget them. That has been replaced with Squid.
You know, what you do is you'd end up at home with like five different little credit card sized pieces of paper from La Revista with one Americano stamped on each.
Exactly. You'd never get to the free coffee. So a lot of outlets are now using Squid as the digital loyalty card. So if you've been in a cafe in the last wee while and you've seen a black disc on the counter, stuck to the counter, that is what it is. Basically, you download the app, you create your account, and when you go into certain cafes, restaurants or lunch shops, you simply hover your phone over that black token that's on the counter and you automatically get your stamp. You can also get really good discounts. So if you are looking for, you know, 20% off a sandwich and a coffee somewhere in the town that you're in, you can get that. It is so easy. And what I love is that my phone now has my cards on it and it has my loyalty cards on it. So I'm never going to go into a coffee shop and then miss out on that stamp.
Squid is the name of the app. I've already downloaded it and I've already logged in, registered and everything. Jess Kelly, thank you for that great tech rec. Jess will be back for another tech takeover at the same time next week.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.